No, I don't got friends. I got acquaintances. I got good, semi-good acquaintances. Not even good acquaintances. I got people I went to school with that I'm friendly with. That's what, like, I got this buddy. He's not, I can say his name. His name is Mitchell. And I use buddy very loose. I mean, we went to school together, and I see him at parties and stuff. And then anytime I saw Mitchell, I was not happy because I knew it was going to be an uncomfortable night. I see Mitchell at a club. I walk in. I try to be nice and polite. Hey, buddy. And he goes, God. He calls me over. And I'm like, oh, this is actually very short, so it would have been more like, and I walk over and I go, hey, man, what's up? And he goes, I need you to be my wingman. I'm like, I don't fuck wing. I hate being a wingman. I will cockblock the shit out of you if you lie. I got to sleep at night. If you're telling fibs, you're getting called on it by the team. Now, he starts hitting on this girl. She has a friend there, too. I'm pretty sure, like, she was the designated cockblocker for her. So as, like, these two people are kind of flirting, out of nowhere, as Mitchell goes, ha, me and Travis just got back from Afghanistan. The fuck we did, Mitchell. I don't go barefoot at the beach because I might step on glass. I'm not going anywhere where I might step on a bomb, you little shit. I go, she can't be buying this. Girl, somehow, is kind of buying it. Her friend, not at all. Because immediately she goes, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? My buddy Schmitty just got back from Afghanistan. Schmitty? That's a terrible improv, lady. There ain't no one in a modern war named fucking Schmitty. World War II airplane mechanic? Maybe. But there's no one in Afghanistan or Iraq named goddamn Schmitty. And immediately I'm like, okay, Mitchell, we've been made. Fall back, soldier. Mitchell runs straight into the firing line. Just goes, ha-ha! Fucking Schmitty always causing trouble in those foxholes. No, he's not! No, he's not! He doesn't exist, Mitchell! I grab Mitchell, I throw him in a cab. That should be the end of the night, but because I'm with Mitchell, it's not. We get in this cab, I say, you know, take us home. And in this cab, our cab driver is this old African man. And for some reason, he thought a group of drunk 20-somethings is the perfect time to tell his TED Talk. He starts telling this incredible story about how he escaped genocide, how he immigrated to the country. He grew up during mass violence and saw his sister. It was crazy shit he's telling us. I'm the only black guy in the car, so I'm like, I'm trying to extra hard listen. But, oh, yeah, man, Wakanda forever. Like, I couldn't have taught him, man. I get it. But I'm trying to do right by him. And as he's telling this heart-wrenching story, all of a sudden you just hear Mitchell go, you okay, man? Man, I'm fine. Don't worry. He's talking about his dead sister, Mitchell. Shut up. I swear to God, I'll hit you with a rock bottom right now if you throw up in this goddamn... And then about... Cab driver hears and goes, hey, white boy. You know, Mitchell's like, hey, white boy, please do not puke in my cab. And this guy, I swear to God, man, I'm like, I beg of you, please do not puke. Just full Mufasa in the line, because everything the cab touches is my kingdom. Please do not puke in my cab. This guy, I just promise you, I'm like, Finally, cab driver goes, if you must forget, just take... I'm pretty progressive, but even if you say a big word in a funny accent, I'm a laugh. If you must regurgitate, there's a bag under the seat. Grab the bag, vomiting that. And Mitchell goes, oh my God, thank you so much. And he goes to grab a bag. What the cab driver didn't say is that there's two bags under the seat. Common sense would say, take the empty bag. Mitchell doesn't have common sense. He grabs a bag, I hear a bunch of plastic click, and then, and I don't know if you've ever heard puke hit Tupperware before, but you don't need to recognize it, because immediately the cab driver does the saddest pullover I've ever seen, and just slows down to a complete stop. Gets out of the cab, takes a couple laps around, swings open the van door, looks inside, sees that Mitchell has lost his lunch on what was his lunch, and then immediately looks up at me and goes, this motherfucking country. 2 minutes ago, he thought about running away from cliff choppers and lion attacks. Now he's homesick for the Hotel Rwanda. I don't want Mitchell to get murdered. So I'm like, hey, man, you don't understand. He just got back from Afghanistan. He's off the shit.
Oh, God.